Irish singer-songwriter Damien Rice won fans around the world with his debut CD, simply titled Oh. In the 4 years since, Rice teased his fans with a few small releases. Now he's finally followed up with a second studio album called Nine. Our reviewer Meredith Oakes says it's likely Rice doesn't care what his fans think of this new release.
If I had to come up with just one word to describe Damien Rice, that word would be uncompromising. What else can you say about a guy who's kept his distance from major labels, preferring to make records in his own style and at his own pace? Now Rice's second album is being co-released by a major label, and what does he do? He includes a 16-minute track that sounds like running a wet finger around the edge of a glass. Then he drops the F-bomb on the album's most accessible song. Here it is, minus the expletive.
What I want from you is empty your head. Well, they say you're true, don't stain your bed. We do what we need to be free. And it leans on me like a rootless tree. What I want from us is empty our minds. We fake the fuss and fracture the times.
Damien Rice's singing is a gentle murmur that's capable of gale force at any moment. Like the iconoclastic performers he's been compared to, such as Leonard Cohen and Jeff Buckley, Rice's delivery is as telling as his lyrics. Listen to his voice soar upward on this song, presaging the crescendo that's about to happen.
And she may rise if I sing you down. And she may wisely cling to the ground.
As a performer, Damien Rice can belt it out, but he's at his best and most powerful when subdued, like he is on this song. Pondering the minutiae of a former lover's new relationship, he turns loneliness into an almost flatlining ache.
Well, I held you like a lover. Happy hands, your elbow in the appropriate place. And we ignored our others. Happy plans. The delicate look upon your face. Our bodies moved and hardened, hurting parts of your garden with no room for a pardon in a place where no one knows what we have done.
If you love Damien Rice's debut, his new one may leave you a little hungry, and he probably doesn't care. Rice seems to make music for himself alone. And only when an artist is writing songs as if no one else is listening do we get songs as intimate and emotionally raw as this.
Damien Rice's new album is called Nine. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.